Blog Talk Radio.
Book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been here for Donnie Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Corleone.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
Party people, can you get funky? So sign it for, can you get funky? Don't do you make it, can you get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just get on down and hit me. Damn, I'm just getting so fucking out. Hit me. Yeah, just hit me.
Cause the things you dream about to see make your body shake. Get down. Let your soul lead the way. Shake it now.
Go, ladies.
It's a living dream.
Love, life, live.
Come play.
The game.
Our world is free.
Do what you want, but free.
Everybody to the Don Nicole Young Show, 12 o'clock. Throw it out Tuesdays. Please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG Radio, Georgia Gossip in the building. I am your host, Don Nicole Young. You know, I'm waiting on some very important people. I ain't wishing to come on. But after news coming up next, y'all ready for the news? We're going to jump right into the news because I got something to tell everybody. What we going to start the news off with first? Let's do with this. Listen to this. This was last week. I meant to play this yesterday, but man plans a plan, but most times best of plans. News flash.
Received August 7th at 8:10 p.m.
What's up? Tell me, how do you stop two kids from jumping on top of your bed? It's a big Velcro on this thing.
After Bank of America reported that 26-year-old Alan Jones had an overdue credit card bill of $81, its debt collectors went on the attack with a series of obscene, racist messages left on his phone.
Hi, my name is Jamal Smith, and I'm looking for some watermelons. I'm also interested in a couple of slaves. Maybe you can go ahead and pick some of my cotton fields. Go ahead and give me a call to lick my...
Jones, a clothing salesman in Dallas, says the debt collector's calls continued, even after he told them his Bank of America account was up to date.
I double checked with my bank, with online, and the police could call on my phone. By that time, you know, the representative acted like, oh, we could call you as many times as we want.
And the calls continued, each incredibly more obscene and disgusting than the one before it. 10:41 p.m.
Sup, you talking about going back to Mexico and go back to Africa or something. Pick them up, cottons over there, bitch.
10:44 p.m., using the name of Jones's wife.
Hi, I'm looking for Ashley. Hey, Ashley, this is your papi over here, man. I'm waiting for you. Come on over up into my sheet. I'll take care of you, man. I'll show you what a lot can do for you, man.
6:33 the following morning.
So you wake up call, man.
6:34 a.m.
What's up? There's your papi calling you. Mother wake up call, you little lazy ass bitch. Get your mother ass up and go pick some cotton for you, bitch. All right.
Jones says the calls continued for weeks with threats to shank him, a prison term for a knifing, and to harm his family.
To hear somebody, you know, talk about my kids, the things that they wanted to, that they were going to do to me, like, you know, shank me and tear me a new a-hole, you know, all the things over $81.
Jones's lawyers were able to track the calls to the debt collection company used by Bank of America, Advanced Call Center Technologies, ACT, and one of its employees in Harlingen, Texas, Carlos Oliva, who also worked as a supervisor there. Trial, a jury found both the callers and the company responsible and awarded Alan Jones more than $1.5 million.
Did y'all hear that or was it me? You heard that?
$81.
$81 got him a half, $1.5 million. Incredible. Listen, damn, a million and a half, $1.5 million. And it was more in regards to this story, this particular company. They did contact Nation Bank because Nation Bank was using ACJ or some shit. I don't know, A something, the collection company. They was using it. And they already knew about what they were doing, and their comment was that they needed to use this particular collection agency because they was aggressive. Shortly after the lawsuit and the homeboy was awarded $1.5 million, Nation Bank went on and dropped the collection agency from collecting their debt and said it had nothing to do with that, though. It was other calls, too, that was made mistakenly to a Caucasian man, and they was calling the wrong man, you know, making those same statements, and come to find out that those the supervisor, that voice you hear, the little Puerto Rican supervisor, he just did like 7 years in jail, in prison, and, you know, and he said being in prison is adapted a mentality of racism. You know, of course, I cut all that out, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, it's here, baby. It'll get you paid, too. Don't do nothing stupid, y'all. I'm telling you, just call the authorities. Don't call the police. They paid them. Call the news people. Let them blast it. Get your lawyer. Time to get paid off of racism slurs. Racist slurs. It's time to get paid off that. All right, let me find my switchboard real quick. Because I got to get. Damn, somebody done stole my switchboard. All right, here we go. On the other side of town, this is the news, y'all, from my block to yours. Police investigate two shooting scenes at UT campus in Austin, Texas. Police say they're investigating two crime scenes on the University of Texas campus after gunmen opened fire inside a library, then fatally shot himself. Of course, y'all got another day, those that's in Los Angeles, of searing hot on tap for California and Los Angeles. Forecasters may never know just how hot it got in Los Angeles during a day of a record-breaking heat. After the temperature soared to 113 degrees, the thermometer took the rest of the day off. That motherfucker said, fuck it. Incredible. And remember, we had a caller that actually called in and said it was 113 degrees. Well, that was in the Poetic Lounge last night. We have breaking news also I will share with y'all shortly. Gloria Stewart, the Titanic co-star, she dies at 100 today. Remember 1930s Hollywood leading lady who years later became the oldest Academy Award acting nominee for her role as the spunky survivor in Titanic, died at 100 years old. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
You seen the Titanic, right?
Yeah, the lady who was telling the story.
Yeah. That's right. Lady who was telling. On the other side of town, moving quickly, rolling swiftly in the Hoot Ride, Wyclef Jean John hospitalized. He released a statement today. I find it interesting because maybe a day before he was hospitalized, he was sitting with some Haitian representatives, you know, because he backed out or they wouldn't let him run for president. You know what I'm saying? In Haiti. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But this is actually coming from allhiphop.com. Wyclef says, I'm doing fine, just overworked. I thank everyone for their outreach and prayers. Wyclef told allhiphop.com in an exclusive statement, a representative for Wyclef said that the rapper suffered from stress due to lack of sleep from a hectic travel schedule. Wyclef is currently suffering the effects of lack of sleep and stress, global travel, even the endless public eye, and has asked that his fans and supporters bear with him for the next several days as he regains his physical health and stamina, a rep said in a statement. Sources tell a faceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoffaceoff son was hospitalized for stress and fatigue. The organization posted information on Twitter, and it was reposted on Wyclef's official Twitter account. All right? Wyclef also announced last week that he was abandoning his campaign to become president of Haiti. You didn't abandon that. They didn't want your ass to be Haiti. How you abandon something they didn't want you to be? They didn't ban it. They didn't want him to do it. They said he wasn't a resident or a citizen. But he banned it. See, he's a great politician. Lying already, ain't he? You do good next election. I tell you that. All right, on the other side of town, this gonna ruffle your feathers, and this ain't even the topic of the discussion yet, but it's about to be. Let me go to my switchboard real quick. Listen, newsflash. Everybody, you know, listen, you might as well stop believing or stop pretending that your son or your daughter can become president of a corporation called the United States of America. Like we said before, like some of y'all be thinking y'all child could be Jesus too. It's in the bloodline. Everything is in the bloodline, right? We know that. Stop believing that. My child could be the next Jesus or the next president. And no, your child can't. We have proof right here, y'all. That it's all in the family. Listen, it's all in the family. Let me find it real quick. Where is it at? Where my news flash at? Right here. It's right here. Listen closely.
It's a great thing for history.
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, William Howard Taft, and President Barack Obama. One young girl traced them all back to one common ancestor.
They're all cousins and all grandsons of John Lackland.
It's the first family tree of its kind, pouring through more than 500,000 names for months. 12-year-old Bridge Ann D'Avignon discovered that all the U.S. presidents, except Martin Van Buren, are related to the former King of England, John Lackland Plantagenet, signer of the Magna Carta in 1215.
Mildred Reed is his first great-grandmother on George Washington. And on Obama, Mildred Reed is the 10th great-grandmother.
It started as an assignment to research her own lineage, tracing it back to roots in France. But Bridge Ann wanted to branch out.
Well, I think we just all go back somewhere. It's just a matter of proving it.
She started with George Washington. But unlike other professional genealogists that only looked at the male family line, Bridge Ann was able to link the presidents together using both male and female ancestry. Before this, historians had only been able to link 22 family trees.
she kind of created a triumph of women's studies here.
Bridgen also figured out she's an 18th cousin of President Obama, something she hopes to be able to share with him in person.
Oh, girl, you will, honey. You and the family. Listen, I mean, I'm telling you, man, it's all handed down. You don't even got to go to the polls to vote. Why are they lying to y'all? They already know who is next in line regarding to the bloodline. Come on, have not history taught us that? Queen of England ain't finna get her ass up and let you sit down in that motherfucker, right?
That's right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's in the family, man. They got y'all duped. And I'll tell you something else they got y'all duped on, man. This is incredible. Oh, my God. This is the most important statement. If anybody listened to the Don DeCorleone show yesterday in regards to Eddie Long, I did make a statement. And God damn it, you know, I told them brothers, I said, listen, anything the white man put up, y'all believe it. I'm not going to believe shit that the white man say. I said that if it was possible, they would fool the elite. I said the only way they're going to have to get me if they have to admit that the fucking Martians, that the UFOs are here. Listen to this shit. This is breaking news. Came out yesterday during the Poetic Lounge. I played it damn near 15 times. Breaking news, y'all. UFOs eyeing our nuclear weapons. This is on CNN. Former U.S. Air Force personnel claim they experienced UFO activity near nuclear sites at which they worked. I need y'all to listen to this shit very carefully.
Government documents and witness testimony from former or retired U.S. military personnel confirm beyond any doubt the reality of ongoing UFO incursions at nuclear weapons sites. When I say UFO, the witnesses have described these craft as disc-shaped or cylindrical-shaped or spherical. These objects are capable of both hovering and high-velocity flight, usually completely silently. Over the past 37 years, I have personally located and interviewed more than 120 of these former or retired military personnel, all of whom report UFO incidents at one or more of the following locations: nuclear missile sites, nuclear weapons storage areas, and nuclear weapons test sites in Nevada and the Pacific during the era of atomic atmosphere testing.
Sometime in the evening hours on March 24th, I received a call from one of my top site guards, the flight security controller, stating that they had been observing strange lights in the sky, making odd maneuvers, and wanted to report it. I thought it was kind of a strange report, but I took it seriously. You have to understand we were protecting nuclear weapons, and the reports we generally got were very professional. At any rate, I kind of dismissed the call. He called back about 5 minutes later. This time he was screaming into the phone saying they're looking at an object, a red glowing object hovering just above our front gate.
Right above us, there's a huge white thing, pulsating light above us, and I had to call them to make sure I wasn't seeing anything. Well, prodding told us it was shaped like a fat cigar. I think he's a pregnant cigar. White pulsating light. Between the pulsations, he saw red and blue lights. It was silent because I prodded him saying, is it some sort of helicopter? He said, no, it's very silent. We're talking to him for several minutes, and he says it's starting to move away along our access road.
I believe these gentlemen believe that this planet is being visited by beings from another world who, for whatever reason, have taken an interest in the nuclear arms race, which began at the end of World War II. Regarding the missile shutdown incidents, my opinion, their opinion, is that whoever are aboard these craft are sending a signal to both Washington and Moscow, among others, that we are playing with fire, that the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons potentially threatens the human race and the integrity of the planetary environment.
Y'all want me to play that again? Did it just go over your head, or did y'all hear that?
Tell me y'all heard that. Let you. Oh, wait. Hell no. Hell to the no. Listen. Now, this is on CNN. It's also parts. I think it goes up to five parts. It's on YouTube where they actually, where the press actually starts to ask them questions in regards to what they think it might be. Some press was asking, you know, could it be some spiritual beings? I don't know why they so fucking caught up on that shit. They just don't fucking spiritual beings, nigga. They aliens are aliens. Same motherfuckers you go and spend, you know, $6.50 for to go see at the movie theater. Them the same motherfuckers. But did y'all hear that they said that they disarmed their nuclear weapons? Did y'all hear that? And that they all admitted some of the states. Jolie, man, I hope you ain't missed it. I just played the report that, you know what I'm saying, what's the name of the group that actually came out and made this statement?
These are just a group of ex-military.
Ex-military.
Air Force officers.
Right. Ex-military officers.
They gave a press conference at the National Press Club.
Yeah, they gave a press conference at the National Press Club. That's the one of the most important. They are said to be the most reliable press in the world, you know. They said that the aliens are here, everybody. And they said, what else did they say?
Well, they said that they saw the craft hover over the nuclear missiles and that they beamed the light onto the missiles, and the missiles were disarmed, meaning that they couldn't explode if they fired them off and tried to blow up something, that the missiles actually weren't working. And they saw this happen in more than one occasion several times in the world. 1967, they've been seeing it happen.
Right. They admitted that, you know, even though they didn't tell the whole thing, they admitted it's been going on since World War II.
Yeah.
That was 1967.
Right.
Since after World War II. Yeah, they just admitted, everybody, there is alien activity, and they have been intervening and have the ability to disarm their nuclear weapons. You know what that means? That means they're about using them nuclear weapons.
Right.
And they came in. Oh, one interesting thing now, Jolie, I hope you wait, listen. But one interesting thing, where's the book? Give me that book. Did y'all hear the part where he says, look like a cigar shape? And he said, or a pregnant cigar shape. When did the book come out, Doc?
1995 or
okay. Dr. York wrote a book called The Mystery Cloud. Are they UFO? Mystery Cloud. Are they UFO? His book, and I quote, "For a damn mind, I should take a picture of this and put this on real quick. You know, you can do that now. All talk allow you to do video chat. Let me find it. Okay, 38 for anybody who has the Mystery Cloud book. There's a caption. There's a picture of about three particular ships covered or disguised in a cloud. And the caption reads, "The above photo was taken by NASA. Apollo 16, it is a photo of a cigar-shaped object flying over the lunar surface, meaning the moon surface. A cigar-shaped object. Another picture of an identified flying object. This is another glowing cigar-shaped object photo located close to the moon. Cigar-shaped. Did not the dude say cigar-shaped?
Sure did.
Another photo. Let me see where that cigar shape at.
I know he says it again. Did he not also mention a cylinder?
Yes.
He said it was a cylinder craft, and his pictures on page 41 of the mystery cloud, are they UFOs on page 41? Oh, she said my phone is breaking up. It don't sound like it where you at.
Yes.
Oh, it's probably just online because people hear it good when they on the call line. I'm sorry about that. I'll go to another line. It says that these cigar-shaped crafts were shot by an amateur photographer in the Caucasus Mountains in Russia in 1983. These photos were enhanced by a computer and published in the Soviet Military Review in 1989. Repeat the key word, cigar-shaped. What did the white man say? I'm going to play it again for y'all that's just tuning in. Wait a minute, I'm waiting till the commercial finish. But I'm going to play it again for those who are just tuning in. Let me know if you can hear me clearly. They just mentioned cigar shapes in the mystery clouds. Are they UFOs? Dr. York gives the shape as a cigar shape. In the news of CNN, what's the name of the press people again?
The National Press Club.
The National Press Club. Says, and I quote,
"Declassified U.S. government documents and witness testimony from former or retired U.S. military of ongoing UFO incursions at nuclear weapons sites." When I say UFO, the witnesses have described these craft as disc-shaped or cylindrical-shaped or spherical. These objects are capable of both hovering and high-velocity flight, usually completely silently. Over the past 37 years, I have personally located and interviewed more than 120 of these former or retired military personnel, all of whom report UFO incidents at one or more of the following locations: nuclear missile sites, nuclear weapons storage areas, and nuclear weapons test sites in Nevada and the Pacific during the era of atomic atmospheric testing. Sometime in the evening hours on March 24th, I received a call from one of my topside guards, the flight security controller, stating that they had been observing strange lights in the sky, making odd maneuvers, and wanted to report it. I thought it was kind of a strange report, but I took it seriously. You have to understand we were protecting nuclear weapons, and the reports we generally got were very professional. At any rate, I kind of dismissed the call. He called back about 5 minutes later. This time he was screaming into the phone saying they're looking at an object, a red glowing object hovering just above our front gate. Right above us, there's a huge white thing, pulsating light, above us, and I had to pull them to make sure I wasn't seeing anything. Upon prodding, he told us it was shaped like a fat cigar. I think he said a pregnant cigar. White pulsating light. Between the pulsations, he saw red and blue lights. It was silent because I prodded him saying, is it some sort of helicopter? He said, no, it's very silent. We're talking to him for several minutes, and he says it's starting to move away along our access road. I believe, these gentlemen believe, that this planet is being visited by beings from another world who, for whatever reason, have taken an interest in the nuclear arms race, which began at the end of World War II. Regarding the missile shutdown incidents, my opinion, their opinion, is that whoever are aboard these craft are sending a signal to both Washington and Moscow, among others, that we are playing with fire, that the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons potentially threatens the human race and the integrity of the planetary environment.
Said that we are playing, well, they are playing with fire. That's some strong shit, man. Y'all know what the fuck that means? I mean, man, uh-oh, that ain't what it means. Yeah, Yep, you're standing at a road and the cars are whipping by and all you can do is look up in the sky and notice that the motherfuckers, they're here. They are here, man. I'm going to give y'all a minute. Anybody want to make a comment, push one on your keypad. The government admits the planet Earth has been visited and has been and always been visited by aliens. And at this point, yesterday, they disarmed their nuclear weapons, which I don't know what the hell going through y'all mind right now, but if this shit is true, which means that this is the only hope that we have is to rely upon something outside of this planet Earth to assist us, and I mean us as the Star Children. I'm just going to put that on record. I ain't even going to start preaching up in this motherfucker. But you know what I'm saying? But this, I mean, because what else do we have? If you look at the way they are treating the Star Children, Don, who are the Star Children? Who the fuck you think it is, nigga? The big limp, nappy-headed ones. Ain't that right, Doc?
That's right.
Shit. We don't have any hope here. They treat us like shit. They inject our children with all types of vaccinations and threaten us and tell us if we don't, why babies cannot get proper education. You understand? I mean, they've been raping us, castrating us. And I ain't talking about slavery. I'm talking about right the fuck now. You know? Blowing levies on our ass, trying to get us out of our own native country, native land, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? Putting fucking C4 all around Haiti and blowing that shit up. Listen, I advise every motherfucking body to don't watch another movie that is about to come out. Watch those movies that have been out. Go back and watch Enemy of the State. That shit again. It's time to watch that movie one more time. Watch Enemy of the State. That's your goddamn homework. You watch Enemy of the State, you'll find out that everything that the enemy of the state, the information that's in their shit, is what is going on right now.
And that movie,
yeah, that movie's about 13 years old. It's old. It's in the 90s. Yeah, it's and you know what I'm saying? And they talk about how the government used the telecommunication companies such as AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, whoever you got, to bug your ass. This shit ain't fucking fair the way they playing. You know what I'm saying? Go back and watch Enemy of the State. Go back and watch the older movies. Then you'll realize, nigga, that this shit is fucking real. I don't think it's goddamn fair the way they've been treating us, though. You know what I'm saying? That's my whole thing. I don't think it's fucking fair. And we really ain't got no one to goddamn turn to. We don't have no one. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you think. We don't have no one. And everybody that we have, they make it a point to get rid of them. So we don't have anyone. Only thing we do have is to rely on some outsource outside of this fucking planet. In other words, man, them murderers were planning to push a fucking button. Y'all understand what the fuck that means? And they admitted that something green, some crazy shit came out of no fucking well and disarmed that shit. And they have to admit now that they are here and that they always been here. They have to admit that shit. We ain't got no hope. Black Panthers ain't can't do shit for us. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, who else? None of this. We can't do shit. You know, we can't believe we're fucking Moorish, that we know jurisdiction. Them niggas will make you eat the word jurisdiction. They'll make you eat the word sovereign. And they're right. We really can't be Christians because Jesus is only coming for a select group of people, and that Jesus is white, so he ain't coming to save us. Right?
Not if you're in the image and after the likeness.
Shit. You know, we don't have nothing. We don't have shit. All we have is the help from the outside source. The same motherfuckers that disarmed their shit and gave them a wake-up call, said this is a wake-up call for us, not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
They said this is a wake-up call for us. At the end of the day, all this metaphysics talks and goddamn conscious community talk, that shit ain't got no motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Bobby Hemmett, keep eating Twinkies, motherfucker.
Go disarm a nuclear missile.
Go disarm a nuclear missile. All these self-appointed motherfuckers, nigga, they are letting us know right now the only help we have, nigga, has entered the building.
All right.
They in this motherfucker. That's the only goddamn way. That's why Dr. York said stay out of this shit.
Right.
You stay out of this shit. If every, I mean, I'm talking about the whole world right now. If everybody fucking, every human being that is an adult on this planet after hearing this shit, the only thing you should be concerned with is waking up, dropping the children off at school, going to work, getting off, eating, going to sleep, and doing that shit and just bide your motherfucking time.
That's right.
That's it. That's the only thing you can motherfucking do that. Don't worry about goddamn mental transmutation. It ain't go, motherfucker, please. Don't even try to figure out how to raise your vibrations. If them motherfuckers want you, and you got to be in the bloodline, though. Some of you are fucked. Some of y'all are mere mortals. I feel bad for you. I feel sorry for your mother. Some of y'all are mere mortals, and, you know, I pray that, you know, something happens, that we can, they always say, though, if you can vouch for a person, you know what I'm saying, when they get here, is there anybody you would vouch for, who would you vouch for? You know what I'm saying? They only say, only we're only saving you, and we'll give you a VIP pass to give somebody else who you want to come on. I remember we used to always say that shit. You know what I'm saying? Who would you take with you? Who would you consider worthy to sit next to you?
Yeah. They did it with Abraham when they came to him to tell him and Lot that they were getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot asked the angels, well, you know, if I could just find 1,000 people that would qualify that you should save, would y'all save them? And they said, yeah, you know, you find me 1,000 good ones, and we'll save them. Lot couldn't name them. Lot said, well, maybe if I can find 100 good ones. And they said, if you can, we'll save them. And Lot couldn't name them. He said, well, perhaps if I could just name 10 good ones that we could take with us, with you. And they said, yes, we will. And Lot couldn't find them.
Couldn't find 10.
That's right. He said, let's go.
Wow.
Gomorrah was gone.
Wow.
After that.
Wow. Incredible.
That's right.
What? They talking about that damn 2012. I got a text too early this morning when I sent it out that they just confirmed. They ain't just tell us, but they just confirmed when they finally came out and told the truth that the fucking, that this planet has been visited by beings. And I got a text saying, so what's going to happen with 2012? Shit, nigga, it's right here.
Right.
Y'all are off. They have y'all looking for something that is not yet informed when it's already been informed. It's here.
Right.
It's here. This is it. And honestly, man, this is the day we've been waiting on for some of us, be it you a Christian or not, or, you know, waiting, you know what I'm saying, the aliens to take over. But I know, Jolie. Jolie says, I really don't know how to feel about this information. Well, you don't remember? You came on the show last week and said that they were trying to get the government, the NASA, the astronauts was pleading to the government to tell these motherfuckers that there are extraterrestrials in our midst. And here we are now with confirmation, baby.
That's right.
You know, she said, see, this Bishop Eddie shit is a distraction. Nah, it ain't no goddamn distraction. I think it all part of it because they done did so much to us, and they had no business touching us. They have no business fucking with us. I don't give a fuck. They have no business fucking with us.
Right.
And that nigga said this is a wake-up call. Yeah, you better wake up.
That's right.
This is a wake-up call, man. This is a new day and time, Jack. And the goddamn elders are here. And what's interesting, y'all, I swear for God, man, I asked my husband like 3 weeks ago, or a week ago, I don't remember ago, but I said, man, do you honestly think that the day is going to come where we'll be able to see that which is prophesied? And the books where Dr. York puts, like, at the end of his books, some of the books, where you see the same craft that these UFO dudes, the government, the ex-military motherfuckers done described, the cylinder, the what's the other one? The crystal shape. You know, he got those at the end of his books with niggas coming down from them. So I asked my husband, do you think that, you know, we'll be able to see that day? And here we are now where they finally have confirmed. Because that's all that the white man do for me is confirm when he finally, you know, stop hiding the truth. You know what I'm saying? But when they finally confirm that, you know, I mean, shit, man, this is really a great and dreadful day. This is a good day and time.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, y'all never, you know, think about that shit for real. Think about that. You know, we'll be right back. I'm taking calls. Woo!
Without cops harassing, imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind my waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone eventually. Moving out of state for a place. Knowledge, if coke was cooked without the garbage, we'd all have the top dollars. Imagine everybody flashing, fashion, designer clothes. Lacing your click up with diamond rolls. Your people rolling dough, no parole, no rubber. Going raw, imagine law with no undercover. Just some thoughts for the mind. I take a glimpse into time. Watch the blend read, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my
life relaxing, black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. I'm on the exchange, the range, cast, lost tribes to bath, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path, the villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sections have been stretches, so many years of depression make me vision, the better living, type of place to raise kids in, opening eyes to the lies, history so foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and still holding, trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trite life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breeze in West Indies. I think Coretta Scott King, mayor of the city, in reverse things to Willie's. It's down foul, but every girl I meet to go downtown. I'd open every cell in Attica, send them to Africa.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all
living worry, duck down in car seats, heat mandatory, running from Jake, getting kicked, hunger for pace, these are the breaks, many mistakes, go down out of state, wait, I had to let it marinate, we carry weight, trying to get late, flip the ace, stack the safe, millionaire plan to keep the gap with the cock hammer, making moves in Atlanta, back and forth scrambler, cause you can have all the chips, be poor or rich, still nobody want a nigga have a shit. If I rule the world and everything in it, sky's the limit. I push the 245 and spin it. It wouldn't be no such thing as jealousies or be felonies. Strictly living longevity to the destiny I thought I'd never see, but reality struck. Better find out before your time's out. What the fuck?
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
Yeah.
for today, in these last days of time.
It's our
U.S. government documents and witness testimony from former or retired U.S. military personnel confirm beyond any doubt the reality of ongoing UFO incursions at nuclear weapons sites. When I say UFO, the witnesses have described these craft as disc-shaped or cylindrical-shaped or spherical. These objects are capable of both hovering and high-velocity flight, usually completely silently. Over the past 37 years, I have personally located and interviewed more than 120 of these former or retired military personnel, all of whom report UFO incidents at one or more of the following locations: nuclear missile sites, nuclear weapons storage areas, and nuclear weapons test sites in Nevada and the Pacific during the era of atomic atmospheric testing.
Sometime in the evening hours on March 24th, I received a call from one of my topside guards, the flight security controller, stating that they had been observing strange lights in the sky, making odd maneuvers, and wanted to report it. I thought it was kind of a strange report, but I took it seriously. You have to understand we were protecting nuclear weapons, and the reports we generally got were very professional. At any rate, I kind of dismissed the call. He called back about 5 minutes later. This time he was screaming into the phone saying they're looking at an object, a red glowing object hovering just above our front gate.
Right above us, there's a huge white thing, pulsating light, above us, and I had to call them to make sure I wasn't seeing anything. Upon prodding, he told us it was shaped like a fat cigar. I think he said a pregnant cigar. White pulsating light. Between the pulsations, he saw red and blue lights. It was silent because I prodded him saying, is it something for a helicopter? He said, no, it's very silent. We're talking to him for several minutes, and he says it's starting to move away along our access road.
I believe these gentlemen believe that this planet is being visited by beings from another world who, for whatever reason, have taken an interest in the nuclear arms race, which began at the end of World War II. Regarding the missile shutdown incidents, my opinion, their opinion, is that whoever are aboard these craft are sending a signal to both Washington and Moscow, among others, that we are playing with fire, that the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons potentially threatens the human race and the integrity of the planetary environment.
Now, they said that even Washington knows. You know what I'm saying? Didn't they say that? Washington and Moscow? Yes. Moscow? Man, we talked about this shit last week. You know what I'm saying? You know they know. Did we not talk about that shit last week? You know they know. Oh, David Black, this is actually from CNN. I'll put the link up right. Excuse me. I'll put the link up in the chat room for you, okay? And y'all can actually pull it up. Give me one first real quick. You know what I'm saying? I can't do 17 things at one time, you know. But haven't got there yet. But I will put the link up, though. But this is breaking news. Actually, this was on last night during the Poetic Lounge. We got news that CNN actually covered the particular press conference by the, what they call, the National Press Club. Where former military intelligence officials finally came out, because they mentioned that the beings the aliens, you know what I'm saying, disarmed their, whatever the fuck that shit called, nuclear weapons. You know what I'm saying? That's what freaked them out. And they also explained that there's been over 100 and something military officials that actually took or mentioned in their own personal report that they've seen it, that they've seen either cylinder-shaped crafts, cigar-like crafts, and, you know, what was the other one? They mentioned a lot of different lights and all of that other stuff that's going on. If you notice that basically on this side of the Western Hemisphere, not sure about what's going on the other side. Oh, well yeah, I do, because we got Powell here. Excuse me, that the weather has been a little bit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Has been acting kind of crazy. There was a mudslide that took place where? Was it today? Mudslide took place last night, early this morning, killed about 500 people, they say, and they sleep. That's why I said don't get caught sleeping. When Jesus come, right around the Gulf of Mexico, you know what I'm saying? This is not a time to fucking take your ass to sleep. Fuck around and find yourself in the mud. Somewhere can't breathe. But they say 500, and any time that the government or basically the government put out a count toll, a death toll, you got to double up on that. If they say 500, it's 1,000. If they say 1 million, it's 2 million. You just got to double up on everything they say. You know what I'm saying? How many people they said died in Hurricane Katrina? Several. So, okay. If they said 3,000 or 4,000 died in Hurricane Katrina, then y'all already know that was 10,000. Depending on, you know, that's just, you got to double up. You can't, you know, they ain't accurate. They don't never tell the goddamn truth. Tony in Ohio says we had stealth bombers in the 70s. They didn't even realize or release the pictures of them until the 90s, and only aerial photos of the front, half of the planet at first. Do you guys know what the fuck they got? We use them in Nam, for God's sake, in Nam. Did you mean Nam in Vietnam? Incredible. This goes to show at the end of the day, and I'm going to put it up. Let me take my time and put this thing up for everybody. Anybody would like to make a comment, please push one on your keypad. I'm just saying, man, I mean, I think it ended a lot for our speculations on what us as human beings should be doing at this particular time. And the reality of it is you ain't got to do shit. If they want you, they coming for you regardless. They have that type of, you know, finesse about them supreme beings from another planet. Talking about the weather, the news just broadcasted that New York is about to be hit with another tornado. They are advising people to take cover. I just got a text from someone from the Big Apple in regards to they just broadcasted that. I'm telling you, man, there's some crazy activity going on. And the best thing I suggest everybody to do, man, don't even hold the Bible. The Bible ain't going to do shit. If they want you, they're coming for you regardless. She also said that we just had one that hit Brooklyn and Manhattan last week. Well, I'm sorry to inform you, but I got a couple of witnesses in the chat room that I did say that I was sending that one to New York. You know what I'm saying? I put it in the chat room. Seth Goddard was there when I did that shit. I think Jolie was there, too, when I put it in the chat room last week. I got some shit that I'm sending on that side of the town. That was to show Delbert Blair that we just don't talk about what the fuck is happening. We actually are part of the shit that is happening. You know what I'm saying? I just want to let Dr. Delbert Blair know that shit. Dr. Delbert Blair wanted to quote that the Mother Earth and the planet and all that shit is going crazy, and the weather is this, and they just hit that, and they just hit that. Well, that day that they speak about is the star children and their parents, along with Mother Nature. She don't like none of this shit as much as I don't like none of this shit. And some of us, amen, if they have the technology to create a device that can control the weather, guess what? We also have that device that can control the weather. We can send anything your fucking way. We've done it so many times, and we'll do it again. So I got Joe Lee and Self-Guided was in the chat room when I said that. I'm sorry for the person that sent me that text that happened to be in New York. I forgot all about you. I ain't going to bullshit you. If I fucking would have been reminded that you was there, I probably wouldn't have sent that shit. Just want to put all that on record real quick.
Lot was asking if he could find 10 righteous folks, would they not blow up Sodom and Gomorrah?
Right.
He said, if you could find 10, we won't blow it up.
Right. Well, I forgot that my girl was in the Big Apple. You know what I'm saying? But, and then I even said, I got more coming, man. We ain't playing. Y'all ain't tired of this shit? I told y'all before that there was, at one time, sisters, and I'm only talking to my sisters, there was a time that we would sit and redirect her, which is Mother Nature, to go somewhere else. But, of course, they got everybody distracted on what they feel is the most important in their lives as women. You understand what I'm saying? That we no longer take part in what nature is doing. We don't even want to be a part of her. We run when it rains. You know what I'm saying? You feel me what I'm saying? We don't never want to go back outside and redirect shit. We don't want to assist her. That's why so many people are getting hit with Mother Nature that we may know because we're not out there working with her. And remember, this bitch, she doesn't have any feelings like us. She ain't taught to have feelings. And when she aims, she's aiming, okay? She's not guessing at what the fuck she might hit. She has intelligence. Like I said, but there was a time that we would get out there as well and, you know, and assist nature, you know? And I'm saying we as a whole, but some of us as individuals are still doing that to this day. You know, it's just a click of a button. I swear, you can just change it. It's like a fucking joystick on a video game. You can just move her however way you want her to go and tear up some shit. And that's one bitch you can't, and you know what? Tony Ohio says nature kills people. Maybe the leading cause of death in history, unless you blame it all on God. And I'll tell you one thing, though. Mother Nature, that's one bitch you can't lock up. You can't lock her ass up, can you? You don't hear them motherfuckers after they was tossing bodies and shit out during the tsunami or whatever other place. They never said, where the fuck that bitch at? We suspect that Mother Nature is on the loose right now. She's running wild. We got to find her. Anybody who sees her, call 911. Don't go near her. Don't go near her. She is armed and dangerous. They don't say that shit. Hey, man, if you want to get a motherfucker, you call nature to go at they ass. She game for it, too. Boy, I love that bitch. I love her. Thank God. That's the only thing we got on our side, on this side of the planet, is Mother Nature. That's the only thing we got. If those that know how to contact her, if she listen to you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. All right. God damn it, man. This shit is, my cell phone is jumping, man. Got a bunch of text messages. Let's see who the fuck this is. $2 Tuesdays at Club Toxano. Anybody want to go? These motherfuckers don't understand, man. They have, these motherfuckers talking about some $2 Tuesdays and shit. Shit, nigga, these niggas are here. But y'all be safe up in New York City, man. Push one on your keypad. I'll see you midnight. You know what I'm saying? But this is the real deal, man. They finally admitted that, you know, that, yeah, they are here and they have always been here and that they are the ones that's a wake-up call for them. For what? What the fuck was y'all planning on doing? New York, big city of dreams, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Pretty good, baby. What's good?
Good. I was listening to you, and I just wanted to add that, last week they was hit with a tornado. Brooklyn and Manhattan and parts of Queens. But the funny thing about it is that shit didn't come to Nassau County where I live. Because what I was taught by y'all coming back and forth to Georgia is get in touch with Mother Nature. So I got in touch with her and told her don't come this way.
Amen.
And all it did was rain just a little bit. It, I mean, just a little bit. And it's funny because my son looked at me, that's 11 years old, and said, Ma, can you make it stop raining? Could you tell it to go to other place? So I got quiet. I went upstairs, and then it didn't hit. But the funny part about it is all the places that it did hit in Brooklyn, hit in where the white people lived at, in Park Slope, Carroll Gardens. They was knocking over trees, knocking down cars. I mean, it didn't hit the black neighborhood. I think Bed-Stuy maybe had one or two trees that was broke, but, I mean, it didn't really hit Bed-Stuy hard. It didn't hit Brownsville, East New York. None of the places where black folks hit, it tore up Queens, Bayside, Queens, where all the white people lived. It fucked their asses up. But it didn't come nowhere near where the black people lived at, which I thought was amazing. So, you know, I've learned to get in touch with her.
Yeah, and it goes to show that, you know, we are in tune. And that's the only hope we have, honestly, you know what I'm saying, with planet Earth being part of the Galactic Confederation and a living entity, which most motherfuckers take for granted. You know what I'm saying? That she's alive and highly intelligent. That's the only, you know what I'm saying, protection that the people of the sun, the people of the solar system have against, you know what I'm saying, the what is considered, I have to go there, the evils of the human beings, of humanity on the planet that has put themselves in power. And it has you to think now, because with them finally coming out, because there was a time that it was mentioned that the government will never come out and tell you motherfuckers that there's a power higher than them. Because if you listen to a lot of people, they'll say, what, the powers that be controlling all this shit. Well, they just showed y'all that, no, nigga, there's some powers that the powers to be is controlling this shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing they didn't want people to understand, that it's something other than mortals controlling this shit. And they have control over damn near every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? So that's a blessing that we have that protection, New York. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because without that, nigga, you know what I'm saying, y'all might as well, they serious, that saying would be true, kiss your black ass goodbye. You know what I'm saying? With all this shit they doing, this media castration, the modern-day lynching on our leaders, on our niggas, setting our, you know, celebrity men up, you know what I'm saying? What is considered icons and shit. They defaming the shit out of these motherfuckers with nuclear weapons, ready to push a goddamn button on who? Who are they going to push the button on? They said Moscow and Washington knows about it as well. Nigga, Washington on this side of the motherfucking world. Did y'all notice that shit? Did anybody check the map today? Why? Where's Washington? Washington, D.C. is what they were talking about, right? That's up the street. You know what I'm saying? They gonna have to, they got the, you know, I mean, they have to get right. And they said this is a warning. And it's more of a warning to understand that, hey, y'all, them motherfuckers better get right. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't no way in hell you know what I'm saying, they dogging the shit out of us, y'all, and our babies, you know. I mean, that's the fucking truth. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. They dogging the shit out of us. And ain't shit we can do, but what they say, count your lucky stars. Midnight, baby, you on. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Now, you saw what happened last night when we were going in stream, right? I lost completely. I lost computer. I lost my PC connection with you, and my phone went completely dead on me last night.
Mm-hmm.
So this morning, I almost didn't wake up to get my son up for school because it was dark, almost like the Prince song. The sky was purple. I mean, it was, and it's doing it as we talk right now. It's where the weather. It's pouring down, like down south, like in Atlanta, I mean like in Georgia and Florida, because I grew up in Florida, spent half of my childhood there. You know how you get them sun showers? It pour down, like in Florida, it rains so hard that some people have to pull their cars over until the rain kind of slows down. And then people start driving again.
Uh-huh.
This is how the rain is falling, it's falling right now as we talk. Then the rain stops, and then the sun comes back out. I mean, this is strange, you know, peculiar weather that hasn't never happened here like this in central New York.
Mm-hmm.
So it's crazy. I mean, and when the rain started coming down, and this was only like maybe 20 minutes ago, it was cold. Mm-hmm. Now the sun comes back out like it's July 4th, and it's like the rain never happened again. But, again, this is the stuff that they speak about in Armageddon, you know what I'm saying, the hereafter, the revelation, you know.
Right.
It all speaks to this right now. But I just thought I would share that. I mean, and it started right after you put that late-breaking news at the port when we were in the Poetic Lounge. It started right then. PC completely shut down, phone went dead, and my phone stays charged. And,
and look what happened to my shit. But they did mention a while back, and somebody said this shit to me like a couple of days ago, but they don't remember, that they that the satellites and a lot of this other stuff is about to be knocked out of whack because of the, because of what the planet Earth is being visited with. The solar flares, the sun is frying their damn satellites and shit. So we're going to have these type of complications with their technology that we purchased from them motherfuckers that they had for over 50 years. Put that shit on record. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have that because that's the same shit happened to me twice yesterday. My daytime show and the Poetic Lounge midnight, that my shit just went completely out. It just said, doo-doo, bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, but if you watch The Enemy of the State one more again, now that we have, like, complete knowledge of a lot of the shit that we didn't know because we was watching it because Will Smith was in it, you know what I'm saying? But we watch that shit now, you understand that they tell us the fucking truth, even how the government is playing the shit out of us by using the telecommunication companies to censor in on our shit. Like you said, if you mention the president, if you mention a bomb, if you mention anything, them niggas are targeting. If you mention a law, they are targeting your fucking telephone. And this, then in the goddamn, they start to listen in on your conversation. And this was in, Enemy of the State. And I watched it, last week. That's why I still have it in my head, fresh, God damn it.
I watched Enemy of the State probably about 20 times. I've seen it over and over and over and over again because it basically played the part of the governor. He was the city governor or the senator of Syracuse, from Syracuse. So I thought that was pretty interesting how they inflicted that from my town. So that
right.
definitely caught my ear too. But there's something else that people need to understand too. When you order satellite TV from DirecTV, any of those other satellite companies, when you move, when they come and they install the satellite, they keep that satellite in place. No one never moves them satellite dishes. The only thing that they take is the the converter
That's
box.
That's right. That's
the
right. They never
box.
Remove the satellite dish.
They never
I mean,
remove
I told
them.
You, man, I called this company, right? It's called Scott's Lawn Service. I don't know if they all over the damn world right now, but I called them motherfuckers because I thought that them niggas mow grass. And I called them niggas, and they asked me, what's my address, a 1-800 number, somewhere else, not in the state of Georgia, and asked me, did I stay on a street name, whatever, right? And I said, no, I told you, my street name is this. And they said, no, don't you have a pool in the back of your yard and a tennis court? And I said, oh, shit. He said, yeah, we're looking at it right now through satellite. The mother, a fucking lawn service, nigga, got that capability to zoom in on your shit.
Uh-huh.
And tell you what the fuck you got in your house. That nigga even said, nigga, you got a black cat running around the yard right now. Go look out the window. Ain't that a fucking bitch? But see, half of this shit, honestly, y'all, I swear to God, some of this shit, when I call some of these companies, I swear that my fucking calls are being rerouted to, like, the CIA or some shit. Or the NAS or some whatever fuck that shit called, NSA. I swear, sometimes it feel like, man, they done rerouted my call to the fucking CIA.
Queen Goddess.
What?
Those satellites that they leave remaining on people's homes and companies or whatever that they don't remove, that those satellite discs are still live. just because you're not getting any frequencies from your television
for
or whatever
channel.
For
what you paid to have it for, I know.
So basically, I stated, and I know for a fact, well, I don't know for a fact, but I just know that the underground is open. When we talked about the camps, the concentration camps and things, they have shit set up already underground. So when at one push of a button, these fucking grounds will open up. And things from the underground would come to surface.
Mm-hmm.
That's why those satellites is placed on each one of these even old homes that nobody don't even live in anymore. Them satellites never move because they're still live in effect. They're still being controlled.
Well, some of them ain't no damn good, though. You know what I'm saying? Some of them been died and laid to the side, though, because even AT&T system, their satellite system was knocked out in my town, where nobody, whoever had an AT&T landline and a cell phone did not fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this shit's been it's right here. But at the end of the day, and nothing that whatever people think the powers to be is ain't nothing they can fucking do. If you look at you watch the news thing again of the UFO, the military officials making these statements, you can tell that they are fucking shocked. They are scared. They scared to say, because for one, it's one thing. If an event happened one time throughout history, you write it over, you erase it from your mind. But this is consecutive events that the beings from another planet is here, and that's why they're fucked about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just too many goddamn, it's too many stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's too many encounters with what they would call UFOs, and they know it's not a fucking UFO. You just identified it as a cylinder. Or a goddamn cigar shape. You just identified it. And that nigga said, whoever is flying, whoever is in those ships, didn't he say that? Whoever is flying them. That means there are some being that can fly a motherfucking spacecraft that ain't even from this planet Earth. That also, that particular being have the power to disarm their nuclear weapons. Come on, talk to me.
Why do you think that the series Visitors, V, was based in the skies of New York City as far as here in America was concerned? When you've seen all the other ones, the last episode of V, when you've seen all the other motherships all over the countries once the clouds and shit had cleared up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take Visitors off of my DVR for probably 6 months. Because I watched it and studied it and studied it and studied it. They put these shits on TV for us to gain some kind of common sense and knowledge behind it. It ain't for entertainment, like you said. You feel me?
Right.
You know? So, but it's all real. I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised that one of them motherfuckers come looking like they... And you got to think about District 9. You know? We already know that...
I hate that fucking movie. That was the most nastiest fucking shit they've ever goddamn.
I guarantee you they look just like them, 8 foot, 9 foot tall. I guarantee you, them motherfuckers is off the hook. It ain't no little small motherfucker with a big head, with a green head and
you know what I'm just
head.
Really waiting for, because you know I mean I would say that my experience, a little bit of it, has been what I would say extraterrestrial activity, but I ain't bullshit. I'm waiting on them niggas to land. You know I mean, goddamn land, motherfucker, land. They keep playing with lights and shit.
They got them already on. They're already placed on Earth. This is what I'm saying. You don't think so?
They
already placed on Earth.
I don't give a damn where they play. Land and come knock on my door. How about that? All in favor for that shit. Push one on your keypad or push one in the chat room. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Land and knock on my door. I want to see one of them little motherfuckers. I never dreamt about them. You know what I'm saying? And I know there are so many different species and so many types of forms that beings from other places look like or whatever. But, I mean, I want to see the nigga land their ship in my back motherfucking yard and get out that motherfucker and knock on my door.
Well, let another war start then. Let another war start. You might get your wish. Stay the fuck away. And everybody, who, black people, white people, all these motherfuckers who like to surf and like to be in them beaches and in the water, stay the fuck out them waters.
What they got to do with them coming on my door, knocking on my door?
Queen, I'm just saying. You want them to come and land and knock on your door. I mean, let there be another war. You may get what you may get what you wish for.
But why do we have to wait on a war? You know what I'm saying? For it to, you know what I'm saying, come
maybe
to pass.
That's a, maybe that's a message that they're sending if they are disarming nuclear head bombs and shit like that. But that's possibly a warning, motherfuckers.
Yeah, because they was thinking about killing some motherfuckers, man.
That's maybe that's them being nice. We being nice with you motherfuckers. Y'all don't know the powers that be. Y'all don't know what you're doing. Y'all don't know who you're fucking with. But, you know, we're going to stop you from destroying all civilization, destroying
right.
the world, basically. Now, they probably could have did some other shit. Now, reversed it, you know. The old cartoon with, Marvin the Martian from Bugs Bunny? Whenever they try to shoot him, he just sticks his hand in the barrel, and the barrel reverses and blow that motherfucker off who pulled the trigger. It's metaphysical.
I know it. That's how, you know, that's how advanced they are. They are so powerful, man. I'm about to play it for those who are just tuning in real quick. You know, government officials, military officials has just admitted that their shit has been disarmed.
U.S. government documents and witness testimony from former or retired U.S. military personnel.
Did you notice that he said declassified? That means they made that. You know what that means? That means that anything that is classified can become declassified when they feel like it.
Yeah.
Did you hear that shit? That nigga said declassified. Midnight, did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it, baby.
Did he say declassified? Did y'all hear the nigga say declassified?
All right, here we go.
Confirm beyond any doubt the reality of ongoing UFO incursions at nuclear weapons sites. When I say UFO, the witnesses have described these craft as disc-shaped or cylindrical-shaped or spherical. These objects are capable of both hovering and high-velocity flight, usually completely silently. Over the past 37 years, I have personally located and interviewed more than 120 of these former or retired military personnel, all of whom report UFO incidents at one or more of the following locations: nuclear missile sites, nuclear weapons storage areas, and nuclear weapons test sites in Nevada and the Pacific during the era of atomic atmosphere testing.
Sometime in the evening hours on March 24th, I received a call from one of my topside guards, the flight security controller, stating that they had been observing strange lights in the sky, making odd maneuvers, and wanted to report it. I thought it was kind of a strange report, but I took it seriously. You have to understand we were protecting nuclear weapons, and the reports we generally got were very professional. At any rate, I kind of dismissed the call. He called back about 5 minutes later. This time he was screaming into the phone saying they're looking at an object, a red glowing object hovering just above our front gate.
Right above us, there's a huge white thing, pulsating light above us, and I had to call them to make sure I wasn't seeing anything. Upon prodding, he told us it was shaped like a fat cigar. I think he said a pregnant cigar. White pulsating light between the pulsations. He saw red and blue lights. It was silent because I prodded him saying, is it some sort of helicopter? He said, no, it's very silent. We're talking to him for several minutes, and he says it's starting to move away along our access road.
I believe these gentlemen believe that this planet is being visited by beings from another world who, for whatever reason, have taken an interest in the nuclear arms race, which began at the end of World War II. Regarding the missile shutdown incidents, my opinion, their opinion, is that whoever are aboard these craft are sending a signal to both Washington and Moscow, among others, that we are playing with fire, that the possession and threatened use of nuclear weapons potentially threatens the human race and the integrity of the planetary environment.
So with that being said, what the fuck they going to do? They going to get rid of the nuclear weapons now? With they just admitting that it could harm the human race? That is not here to protect the human race? Because what the fuck are y'all, you know, y'all going to be killing each other with that shit?
If they decide to get rid of them, that means that they've already had communication with aliens.
They admitted that, thus as far as saying, you know, after World War II. But we know that a lot of these particular rulers or leaders in the world was already visited by other beings from another planet, such as Jimmy Carter, Eisenhower, Dwight Eisenhower, President Truman, a lot of these presidents. Who else? Shit, Nikola Tesla, what's the black dude, the guy with the black hair? You know, the one that hates the Jews. What's his name?
Hitler.
Goddamn, a lot of these beings, Madame Blavatsky, what was the nigga name? Val Thor, you know.
He's still at the Pentagon
now? Yeah. And which one was it? They said that Truman couldn't even sit with a particular being from the Intergalactic Confederation sent as a representative to sit with them, and that happened to be the predator being from the planet Andromeda. He said that Truman couldn't even sit with them because he looked so disgusting. And they sent someone at least more presentable. And that presentable race that he sent was one of the representatives from the Ashtar Command Confederation from the planet Aldebaran. They were Aldebarans. And those beings, you know, look like, that's where you get your blonde hair, blue eye. They were the ones that influenced the media, your minds, my minds, everybody's minds, that, you know, blonde hair and blue eyes are the most beautiful race of people. That's the only reason why they did that, because they were beings that with blonde hair, blue eyes that they came to. Yeah, they came to Hitler, you know, and that's, you know, and that's that. But, yeah, they're here, you know what I'm saying? They've always been here. They just finally now saying it publicly, in a sense, where we are able to get access to their press conference and make it mention that, yeah, this planet has been visited by beings from another world. You know, which, you know, that's what the fuck we've been talking about for the past goddamn month or so on the Don DeColeon show. Yeah, they said that Kennedy was assassinated because he was going to go public and tell your mama and daddy that, you know, that there were extraterrestrials' involvement in the government and into the planet that they were hiding and concealing. That's why Kennedy was assassinated. That's why Obama ain't saying shit. Midnight.
Yeah, but see, that's the second question that I wanted when you mentioned Jimmy Carter. They associate Jimmy Carter with being reptilian. They also, along with Hillary Bill and even George Bush. Now, the question that I've been studying, doing a little research on the reptilian race, and the question that I want to know, and maybe you know, maybe you can answer, or maybe the brother in the background, I don't know who that is, but I know he's like your book in the background, because he's always coming with some information for you, for us, too. Is the reptilian race, is it combined with being human and being alienite?
Well, certainly, because I know a lot of y'all don't go into the Bible, but the Bible only shows like a spit of information of what particular took place when the planet was void and desolate, which means it's like what y'all believe is about to come in 2012, another replenishing or what they call that shit, what they call Genesis, a reconstruction period.
Yeah.
But not just the reptilians has been coming here, but because they mixed in with the Homo sapien and all of these motherfuckers that came from the ocean and all of that shit. It's we've mixed with reptilians anyway, and reptilians is nothing more than a reptile form. That's why we still have scaly skin. If you open up your fingers wide, you will see the web. If you turn it to the backside of your hand, you will see the web look. We still have that features. We still have the reptilian traits, physical traits in us anyway. They've been mixing in for so very long. You know what I'm saying? They ain't the only species that's been mixing in. You also have the species called the Deros. And the Deros are the big, overweight, nasty, big, big, beastie motherfuckers. They real fucking huge. They weigh about 1,000 pounds. The Deros are here now. You know what I'm saying? Those are your 1,000-pound motherfuckers that was on Maury Povich and all them motherfuckers. They are very fucking huge and big and nasty. And they showed us one form of Dero on Star Wars with Jabba the Hutt. Remember that motherfucker? Was his name?
Jabba the Hutt.
You know what I'm saying? But those are their children, those very obese motherfuckers. And when they stop, if you notice how the media stopped showing, in a sense, at one time, the adult Deros that's on the planet that's over 1,000 pounds, and they started to take us to their children. As soon as a child is being born, they say, no, make no sense, this child weighs 20 pounds and the motherfucker a day old. You know what I'm saying? And they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. That's their children. That's their genetics, the Deros. Then you have the Coneheads, which Saturday Night Live came out with. You know what I'm saying? I actually took it from Dr. York, which is actually a species called the Taros, and I'm not sure what planet their particular species come from. Black and white, too. Let me put that on record. All of these species have what the skin of black or white. Now, I just want to put that on record. You know what I'm saying? You got fat Deros, you got black Deros, you got white Deros, you even got the goddamn Edomites, you got the Chinese Deros and shit. You got the black, white, Chinese goddamn cone heads and shit. You got the Asians, the Mongoloids, the Negroids, and the Caucasoids. The Caucasoids, the Negroids, and the Mongoloids. All of those are the three primary races on this planet Earth that is an offset of something outside of this planet. That is a seed from something outside of this planet. Let me just put it that way. You know what I'm saying? Anything in between, like the Neutronoid race, which they bred here on the planet, the Neutronoid race, that is those Neutronoid race that they breed here are the ones when you're watching TV and you're like, what the fuck race is that motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if that nigga white, mixed, black, or what. Just got all the fucking faces. And Michael Jackson actually showed us how they did it when they did the movie Who Cares If You're Black or White, and you can saw how the images was bleeding into one and all of that shit. It was showing that, you know, they came out of so many races, but you don't know which race are those, and they are considered the Neutronoid race because they have all races in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a neutral race, but it's something that make you say, You know what I'm saying? At the end of the motherfucking day. But, yeah, they are what it is, baby. The scientists has entered the building. But the reptilians have always been here. You know what I'm saying? And some of our parents that they call, hopefully, I hope they some of the ones that flying the goddamn ship that disarmed the fucking goddamn weapons. But they did have to come here to mine for gold. That's why you can tell that God had to have been somewhere else than the planet Earth for him to say in Genesis that the gold down there is good. They weren't talking about fucking Africa. Gold was all over the goddamn place way before the continental drift that they lied to us and told us, you know, all about the planet was flat and all that stupid shit. But you could tell that God even knew that the planet Earth had a lot of resources that other planets didn't have. That's why it's not, you know, spaced out for you to, you know, think that nobody from other planets come here to shop. And that's a fucking lie, because you would leave your house to go shop at Walmart, or you would go travel to another state to vacate, to have a vacation, or to do whatever your leisure activity is or your hobby. You would leave that. And that's the same thing that these beings have been doing, that's in other planets, is coming here to get what the fuck they need and bouncing. So with the reptilians, they was actually here. And I'm unbeknownst to a lot of people that this gonna fuck y'all up, y'all whole concept of God up. But God was a reptilian, because that particular God of Genesis, that mentioned let us make man after our image and after our likeness, they did that for workers and what they created. That's where your first slave come from. Adam was a slave. And they created these slaves to mine the gold, to mine for gold in a planet that Dr. York that told us about first, we heard it from him first, about the planet Risk that NASA and UFO scientists and all these motherfuckers have not denied but confirmed that the planet Risk does exist, the 19th galaxy, Ilyun, the eighth planet, right, the ninth planet, one of the planets called the planet Risk, where, and they had three, and they have three suns, where the same thing is happening right now to the planet Earth. There are three suns. They didn't tell you about the third sun that does exist. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to make, was it Venus or Jupiter, a third sun. I don't know why the fuck they would do that, and the niggas that's trying to make that shit can't even survive underneath the sun that we in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Did you hear him? He said that was so that
reptilians
can conquer
the planet. Indeed. Indeed.
Right. And but back to the reptilians. Now, you can understand that if you search throughout your Bible and look at the characteristics of what they call the prophets, a lot of the prophets was flesh eaters. Noah was a flesh eater. Abraham was a flesh eater. That God that told Adam, Cain and Abel to send me up some offerings, and they call it burnt offerings. This is why niggas started the first barbecue. It was in our nature. This is why we barbecue. We barbecue in the fucking wintertime, long as the sun is shining, we'll go out there and barbecue. It said burnt offerings. Burnt offerings ain't no fucking frankincense, my people. Burnt offerings is some goddamn cow, some motherfucking whatever the fuck, goddamn moves on the goddamn planet that you can burn on a motherfucking grill. That's burnt offerings. And what they would say, they said that they would burn flesh on a grill or have a barbecue, and the gods would come down and feast. That's another reptilian nature. That's another reptilian nature. So when Adam, when Cain and Abel was presenting offerings and shit like that, Abel presented the best of the best, which means that he gave them the cow, he gave them the lamb meat, he did all that other shit. And that lets you know that that God of the Bible was a reptilian, because reptilians are meat eaters. That's one of their attributes, is that they're meat eaters. And one of ours, too, as well. Because we have it in us. It's just we have all of the above in us. So for people to say, I hate reptilians, you're saying you hate yourself. You know what I'm saying? Come out of the water like a fish would, and watch your ass start to turn scaly. And without lotion, nigga, you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, your true form as a reptilian would show itself. Or
that's
without
deep.
Baby oil or whatever. And
that's
you already
deep.
Have the web hands. That's already showing. And you have gills, which they call tonsils, that the doctors love to take out. And the gills actually gave us the ability to live underwater. Same way the baby lives in water in the mother's womb. The baby starts off as a reptilian. If you look through the transition, go watch the transition of an embryo. It starts with a tadpole, which is nothing but a fucking frog, a little baby, you know what I'm saying, little baby reptilian. We start off as reptilians.
My son was probably like a year and a half, not even 2 years old. Took him to the swimming pool. I'm in the pool with him. I'm nervous for doing it, but I'm right there with him, so I'm watching just in case if, you know, he starts to choke or anything, you know, look like he's drowning. But I had him in both of my hands, and I would bring him under for a few seconds, and I would bring him back up. He didn't. It was like a natural state for him. Swear to God.
Yeah, a lot of them had that shit. Cause even when my children, and that's why. And it's funny though, but a lot of Caucasian women have found. I mean, for some reason, I don't know why they always adapt in a principle which we know about, but we don't do it, and we don't give birth to our babies underwater. You know what I'm saying? Not a lot of women who are pregnant now in these days have not given birth to their babies underwater, but there are a lot of Caucasian women that are giving birth to their babies underwater. We call them water babies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that helps them to be able to survive. And unbeknownst to a lot of people that, you know, the planet Earth is a blue planet. It's a water planet. The air, you're not breathing air or you're not in the air. You're underwater. This is still a water planet. But you think, if you look up at the sky, you understand that that is water, that you, that is, you're inside water. You're still inside water.
Mm-hmm.
This is a water planet. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was important that they made sure that we were born with gills so that we could breathe underwater. It's still a water planet to this day. That air that comes through, that's just water coming in your goddamn nose and shit.
And the thing is, the longer
humidity.
I kept trying, and the longer I held them underwater, the more nothing happened. And I was like, oh, shit. And
right.
when you keep your children from out of the water, and they especially say black people, because they say black people don't know how to swim or
I don't know
water,
where they get that shit from.
You know,
I don't know where they get that shit from. And
maybe,
also, let me go back to the mother, the baby in the womb and shit. Let me tell y'all where they got that concept at about God breathed the breath of life and man became a living soul. Remember that? Remember that part? The only God that is capable of doing that is a woman, because when you breathe in the dust particles of the earth, that forms the flesh of a woman. That's why a lot of pregnant women have mucus and sinuses infections while they're pregnant, because they're breathing in the dust of the ground to form man or female, male or female created he them. A man cannot do that. They were speaking about a God at that point that breathed the breath of life. Scientist knows this shit. Your preachers won't tell you that shit. But it takes the woman to breathe in the dust so that man can be a living form. I just want to put that on record, too.
I have one more question, and then I have to bounce. I have to go and get my son. He's got an appointment. I have one more question about this shit. Just something to think about. Maybe you can answer it. Maybe we can talk about this at another time. But do you think that the aliens are responsible for the physical and spiritual being? Meaning, if you leave this planet, if you graduate, your spirit leaves your body and travels. Do you think that they are collecting all the spirits that were once on the planet for information?
Who is the they, first of all?
They.
Who is it? Huh?
Them.
Who is who?
The aliens.
No. No, they could care less about that. They already know. You know what I'm saying? And I remember Dr. York mentioning something in particular when people was asking about the aliens coming and abducting certain people or taking them up and yada, yada, yada. But he said if you notice that, first of all, aliens, what y'all would consider aliens is based on the movies, stamp that out. Aliens are none other than people that are, okay, thank you, scientists, Ali Hayes, like the highest of beings. You are called a human being. And some of you are called a super being or a supreme being. So let's take it to they're just supreme beings. They are like on the highest intellectual level, and they are called scientists. So whenever they want to experiment on any species, be it on this planet or any other planet, that's where the abduction would take place because it's foreign to them. And just like a scientist, they would take anything that they know not that they have no knowledge of and experiment on it to find out how it works. So you could tell that a lot of what most people around the world are saying that they've been abducted are Caucasians. They do a lot. If it is true what they're saying, that they have been abducted, and they go come on this cold-ass lab table, and all you see is little motherfuckers in lab coats with big heads and a slit mouth and shit, is because they are researching their fucking species. Like, we've never seen some shit like that before. Then it goes back to the concept where most people believe that Yaku grafted the devil, meaning they had to have been created in a laboratory. They had to have been created in some form of laboratory because they just don't belong, seriously, nowhere on the fucking in the universe. There's not a planet that is conducive to them. Ain't that a bitch? Yeah, they are a new species on the planet. as the scientist that's with me said a few minutes ago. So you only would do research on, you know, that which you have no knowledge of and want trying to figure out how the fuck they work. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that they're new on the planet because, for one, you know, if the sun's been here for billions of years, then they should have been able to adapt to the sun. You know what I'm saying? By now. But what they're striving to do with people like us, right, is to mix in, because their thing is, like the movie says, species is to mate, so that their seed can always be here and withstand the sun or any catastrophes or calamities that's coming through the planet Earth or by nature. That's why they always want to mix their seeds with us, because they know that if they have, by the time the fourth seed is born or the fourth generation is born, they'll be back here again. They know that everything is recycled with birth, with life, with nature. It's death, decay, gestation, rebirth, and all that shit. They know it's just a cycle. So they know they have to, they know, everybody know they coming back to this motherfucker, with the exception of niggas who believe they going to heaven and that's it. But you can't leave, it's a recycle, and you always coming back. That's why you notice in your family, if there's someone dies in your family, that's because there's a baby that's about to be born. It's always, you can't leave this motherfucker. If you lose weight, you happen to be, if you lose 50 fucking pounds, there's somebody that's taking on 50 pounds that you just lost. Ain't nothing leaving this motherfucker. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing leaving. You ain't taking your flesh out of this planet because it belongs to the earth. That's
right.
Her dirt that made your motherfucking ass. So you ain't leaving that shit. You can't take it with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why they it's impossible for them to. But the only thing they know, they tapped into how nature or the circle of life or the cycle of life operates. So they know they coming back. They just don't want to come back and die again with skin cancer or sun burning the shit out of their ass. So they fuck a nigga. And I have to put it that way, because y'all don't hear if I say so they reproduce with another race. Nah, y'all don't get that. They fuck a nigga. Because they know that's the only blood that they need. What they call it? They we're hemo and they're, yeah, they need that shit. Tie into the vine. They need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And meanwhile, your blood gets weaker and weaker because you're not tying back into the vine. So then you will cease to exist. Incredible. Well, that's it, baby. I got 10 minutes remaining left on the air. Tell me something before we get out of here, man.
I'll tune in
tomorrow.
Don't it
feel like a Friday?
It does.
Okay.
I'm out of here. I got to go and grab my son. Stay positive, queen, like you do always. And to the young Donna Corleone family, everybody in the guest room. I mean, damn, we are family. Hey, yo, Queen Goddess, since I came into the family, you know, I see Queen Isis. She's been a part of the family way before I have and things. But I see a lot of new heads up in the place to be, and that's deep. I respect that. I respect
Amen.
That.
Well, we love you, man. Go and take care of your son, man. God bless you, and may the ship shine upon you.
Indeed. Have a good day, Queen.
Amen. Them lights that they talking about right about now. You
all right.
Saying? I'm still waiting. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you Knowledge Star, man, you got to check the archives, man. Today's show was certainly about, and call in if anybody want to add to it real quick. The government admits that the aliens have disarmed the nuclear weapons. Not only they admit that the aliens did disarm the nuclear weapons, they also admitted that, you know, this is a wake-up call for them. You understand? They also admitted that, you know, beings from other worlds have been visiting the planet Earth, which they lied about by saying World War II, because they've always been here, even throughout your Bible, which, you know what I'm saying, we know was, you know, part lie and part truth, but they tell the truth. You can find a truth in a lie any day. They mention certain scenes where, you know, hell, even the fucking Noah's Ark was a craft. you know what I'm saying, that hovered above the children of Israel. Kraft was led, and goddamn, they said God hovered, the same hovered that the white man used on the goddamn press conference today, that it hovers above. Anything that hovers above is a craft. Let me put that on record. And moved upon the face of the deep. Amen. Amen. Anyway, anybody want to make a comment, please push one on your keypad. Self-guided, what you just put in there? Chakras from us, mystic. What you put in the thing? Ezekiel. Yes, that's right. Charlie Miller, Ezekiel. You know what I'm saying? Spoke about it. Hell, even John. Didn't John? John didn't say shit about it, did he?
Revelation.
Revelation? What Revelation say? Oh, the Crystal City. That's right, the Crystal City. Damn sure did, a Crystal City. Yeah. And the word heaven itself is a Greek word or Hebrew word that means Orion or Uranus, which is Orion, which is a star constellation that you can actually see in your galaxy, you know what I'm saying, looking out of your bedroom window up at the sky. You will see, you know, the star constellation Orion. So they mention this shit. This is nothing fucking new. But they, I guess they giving, they spoon feeding the people a little bit at a time when they came out with this report. You know what I'm saying? The press conference, they got to be spoon feeding people a little bit at a time because you can tell that they only started, CNN only put up when they first said nuclear missiles, that this has been something that they've been concerned with, just their nuclear missiles. You know what I'm saying? The nuclear weapons and shit. Bullshit. They concerned with more than that.
And they even reported in the some of the National Press Club conference in the questioning, they even talked about a craft that followed Pan Am airline in Canada back in 87. And they said the CIA confiscated all the tapes and reports of that incident and told the reporters that it would frighten the public.
Yeah. People were seeing the lights all over the place. I remember that shit, what was it, 2004? You know what I'm saying, when they saw the lights. Don, see if you can interview Michael. Shit, give me his number. Where will I find him at? What's the name? Sarian? Is the T silent? Mikhail Sarian? District 9, okay. Make sure, self-guided, just give me some information on it. I'll interview him. I don't give a damn. Hell, y'all can interview me. I'm a fucking, I mean, you got niggas that have researched extraterrestrial activity, and then you got people that are extraterrestrials that's conducting the activity. I happen to be an extraterrestrial that is conducting the activity. So what is better, to deal with a motherfucker who's just been studying extraterrestrial activity or to deal with a motherfucker that's EBE? I am an EBE. Just putting that on record now. You know what I'm saying? I am an EBE, man. You ask me any kind of questions, boy, I tell you about it. You know what I'm saying? So you got those that speculates, that believes, but I know because I'm one. Amen? I'm not from this motherfucker. I got 4 minutes remaining, man. This is the Don DeColeon Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. 12 o'clock noon, Eastern Standard Time, weekdays, the Don DeColeon Show. I love y'all, man. Y'all have an awarding day, and I'll see you in a new day. Peace.
Party people, can y'all get funky? Don't try to funk, can y'all get funky? Don't do you later, can y'all get funky? Yeah, just hit me. Just hit funk and hit me. Just get on down and hit me. That mother's getting so funky, just hit me.
Life's live,
come play,
the game,
our world is free,
do what you want for free. Rockin' and talkin' and shockin' and rockin'. Go hop. 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don and Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has pissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicoleone.
Nicoleone. Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch fight.
Talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Oops, I fucked up and pushed the wrong button. What's up? What's good, everybody? This is the Don DeColeon Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don DeColeon Show. I need to make sure I got a mic check because I'm on a whole nother mic system now today. So I need to know. Anybody in the call line? It really don't work that good with you in the call line because you hear everything come out of my mouth. Chat room, push one on your keypad, man, so I know y'all can actually hear me loud and clear. Also, this is the Don DeColeon Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. BlogTalkRadio.com, WGAG Radio. I got the news coming up next right after these brief messages. Please believe it. Be right back.
Man, what is it, man?
It's KG.
Yeah, KG, what's
groovy, now they're gone. Yeah, I'll check out a movie, but it'll take a black one to move me. Get me the hell away from this TV. All the news and views are beneath me. So all I hear about is that swinging out about gangs putting each other's head out. So I'd rather kick some slang out. All right, fellas, let's go hang out. Hollywood or would they not make us all as bad like I know they had? But some things I'll never forget, yeah. So step and fetch this shit. For all the years we looked like clowns, the joke is over, smell the smoke from all around. I cube is down with the PG. Now every single bitch wanna see me. Big Daddy is smooth word to mother. Let's check out a flick that exploits the color. Rolling through Hollywood late at night. Red and blue lights with a common sight. Pull to the curb, get played like a sucker. Don't fight the power, the motherfucker.
As I walk the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, big and hard it was for those who started the movie, portraying the roles of busters and maids, slaves and hoes. Many intelligent black men seen to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like I guess I figure you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, after playing a lawyer, out of the question. But what they played as your mama is the perfect term, even if now she got a perm. Let's make our own movies like Spike Lee, cause the roles being offered don't strike me. There's nothing that the black man can use to earn. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Now we're considering you for a part in our new production. How do you feel about playing a controversial Negro?
Yeah, I'm with it. You mean somebody like you and me, new name, Dress Brown, right?
Well, it's a servant offer that shuffles a little bit and sings.
Yo, man, what?
Listen, I hope they ain't wasting my time. You know how I feel about giving these movies my money. You know what I'm saying? I work hard for it.
Come on, man. It's gonna be dope, man.
Chill, man.
Hey,
I'm chill too, man. But you know what I'm saying? I just don't. I can't go with the Steel Magnolia shit. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, man. Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's feature presentation, Driving Miss Daisy.
No, oh, no, man. No, this is what I'm talking about. Terms of endearment shit. I'm out of here.
Hey, yo, check it out, man. I got black sleeves at the crib, man. Y'all want to go check that out?
Yeah. It's an idea. Cause we could have rolled it from the beginning. Y'all with it,
fuck Hollywood, man.
Yeah.
smoke so much, but I do. With the proof every day on the average about over five. I'm lucky to be alive and survive. I won't realize the cost after I lost my best friend Bean. I recognize as a king. Who am I to tell you to stop smoking? Now you over to disease and cold. And ain't 16 years old. This shit has got to stop. Let's take a walk through these times. I won't out of this hole. I'm in the cell under attack. Look up, folks, stay in the hood. Got an eye on every move I make. Open your face to info. You ain't know, cause it's come low. Ha, the new world plan. Reach the planet without the black
so
man.
So what's your aim? Try to separate me from the blood of disrespect. Like coming in my home and not wiping your feet on the rug. The citron absolute has got me bucking no hand with no phone. Look out for the man with the mask and the white pony on my back of bills. Staying off my toes, always on my heels. The same plan. Soldiers coming in the dark. Plain to report the new system by rain. Tag my skin with your computer chip. Run your hand over the scanners of all your dish now. No more fishing for your fish.
No more fishing for my
days of the old days. Pathways gone. Mind blown. Protection. My name on your selection. But I talk to tons.
Bring it back to a little bit more conscious, Jiggas. You know what I'm saying? You figure deal me, a.k.a. So, what's good? What's happening with you? Please believe it. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Nicole Young Show. This is Blog Talk Radio, WGAG Radio, Georgia Gospel. Please believe it. The one and only Don Nicole Young is in the building. What's good with you? Greg, how you doing? He said, I was listening in the news about some white woman attempted to commit suicide and then admitted she lied by telling the police who paid her that a group of young black women poured acid on her pretty face. I remember that. I wouldn't even touch that news. I wouldn't even touch it. I remember that. That was about, I don't know, maybe 2-3 weeks ago. I remember that. I was not going to read that shit to y'all. And then shortly after that, I think last week, or some weeks ago, or some days after last week, I don't know my days and hours no more. That's when she came out and they admitted that she lied about it. Same thing, I'm telling you. Same thing. Yeah, same thing. He said, will America ever mature beyond its self-hatred towards black America? You know, they do, I know y'all seen that those hidden camera skits. They hire black actors and white actors, and they prop them up, be it in a, you know, a boutique, a high-end boutique, or in a million-dollar house for sale, or like one day they had one dude in a park. But they set it up. I always watch it. They set it up to show you, you know what I'm saying, how the minds of white people and black people act towards each other. And they set it up in, like, situations where you're being discriminated against as a black person, and to see how many people will step in and defend a black person, whether they're in a high-end boutique or, it's interesting. I know y'all seen it. I watch it. You know, I think it's sickening to even, you know, do it, but it really does show some type of mentality that's placed not only on Caucasians, but also on Melanite people. You know what I'm saying? It shows the mentality. They set a little black actor up to, as if he looks like he was breaking a lock at the park so he can get a bite. And all the Caucasians jumped on him immediately. But they set a white boy up, same age, same clothes, looking to do the same thing, and all the crackers was like, can we help you? Is there anything we can help you with? So, hey, let us help you get your bike. You know what I'm saying? Incredible. They was even asking. I don't even remember they even asked him, you know, if that's his bike or not. They just decided to help the white guy steal a bike. Incredible. I mean, it's, I don't know, baby. It's a lot. A lot with that. Anyway, Donna Coleon got the news real quick from my block all around the world to yours, man. McDonald's denies report of dropping health care. In Illinois, McDonald's denies report is considering dropping health care coverage for some employees in response to a provision of health care overhaul. Also, secret sex video linked to New Jersey student suicide. The death of Rutgers University freshman stirred outrage and remorse on campus from classmates who wish they could have stopped the teen from jumping off a bridge last week after a recording of him having sexual encounter with a man was broadcast online. Incredible. Rain pounds, North Carolina, as storm moves. Y'all see, I ain't saying shit. I'm trying to jump right into something else. Rain pounds, North Carolina, as storm moves up the East Coast. In North Carolina, driving rain from a storm system moving up the East Coast brought floods to parts of North Carolina on Thursday, caused soggy morning commutes in the Northeast, and prompted worries of additional flooding as far north as Maine. Oh, did y'all know that the tornado name is Nicole? Did y'all know that? Aha. I can't remember. I don't remember if it's Hurricane Nicole or Tornado Nicole. They don't name tornadoes, do they? No, they only name hurricanes, right? Yeah, well, Nicole is in the building. Please believe it. All right, back to the news. Tell you, egos. Egos, I tell you. D.C. Sightseer was hurt in a bus crash and driver was killed. Federal investigators will try to find out what caused the bus carrying several children and their parents who spent the day sightseeing in the nation's capital to plunge off a highway, killing the driver and injuring more than a dozen. What's my favorite one? All right, that was it. That's that. All right, from Sandra Rose, my girl, man. Why are, the article on SandraRose.com is a question. God damn it. Don't you hate them pop-up shit? Why is Bill Clinton so much more popular than Barack Obama, which is really not fucking true? They also say on Sandra Rose, how embarrassing is this? Your president of the United States, but a former president who was impeached by Congress is more popular than you are. Here's a fun fact from the latest NBC Wall Street Journal poll. Bill Clinton is the most popular political figure in the country. The former president who never won an outright majority of the popular vote and was impeached by Congress enjoyed a 55-23 unfavorable rating. Clinton left office with an approval rating of 68%, according to CBS poll at the time. So his continuing popularity is not surprising. That's what the source says. From Sandra Rose says, why is this happening at a time when we should still be celebrating the first biracial man ever elected president? First of all, he wasn't the first biracial president. Who was it? Let me see if my chat room knows. Who was the first biracial president? All the intellectual people in the chat room. There. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson or Abraham Lincoln? One of them, right? Which one was biracial? I can't remember. Send me a text. For those who know. It was somebody, but I know he wasn't the first. If we're talking about biracial, he damn sure wasn't the first in that either. And if we're talking about black, he damn sure wasn't the first black president in that either. Anyway, the answer is clear. American voters have lost touch with the socialist president that put in office. At some point, Obama must have been clued in by his advisors that his narcissistic ways were causing him to lose his liberal base. But like some narcissists, Obama refused to listen. It took former President George Bush 6 years to lose the support of his base. Obama has managed to accomplish this feat in only 2 short years. The same enthusiastic supporters, black and white, who carried Obama to that historic win in 2008 are now abandoning him in droves. He's black. This is how you know he's a black man. It's quick. We turn our back on a black man quick. As soon as the press get a hold of something, we like, that's it. We're done with the nigga. That's how it happens. That's what happens. I mean, that's why, you know, that's that Kenyan side of him. You know what I'm saying? If he was a Caucasian, we wouldn't have turned our back on him. That's every race. You know what I'm saying? White or black, whatever race you want to call it. That's what I got to say. Anyway, on the other side of town, all right, Channel 5, Eyewitness News in Georgia, Atlanta, had about 800,000 listeners rating yesterday or last night in regards to the Eddie Long situation. So Channel 5 finally got paid. 800,000 people actually tuned in to watch that particular special on Eddie Long. Boy, the white man know how to make money, don't he? Incredible. Anyway, Long's ex-wife said in a divorce that he abused her. Bishop Eddie Long's ex-wife claimed in divorce papers that he was physically abusive, alleging he beat her when she was 7.5 months pregnant with the couple's only child. That's what Eddie Long's ex-wife said. On the other side of town, moving quickly, rolling Swifty in the hoop to ride, loaded up the 9, because it just might be a homicide. Here we go. Oh, they're talking about my boy.
We're talking about Barack Obama. We're not. We're talking about Lloyd Vaughn.
Y'all got to give me like 2-1-0. Here we go.
Ain't this a fat slip and a half?
All right. They say, here we go.
Tonight we have one of the young men accusing Bishop Eddie Long of sexual abuse. Why he chose to come forward now after thinking about it for months. Good evening, I'm John Pruitt.
And I'm Monica Pearson. Spencer is the fourth person to come forward with the allegations of sex abuse by Bishop Eddie Long. Agron says he met Long while he was a member of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Channel 2 investigative reporter Jody Fleischer traveled to Charlotte today to ask LeGrand about the exact accusation.
Spencer LeGrand told me he has immersed himself in his faith to through this difficult time. And he says even though he had already told his family about his claim, he says he did not feel truly free until he went public with his allegations of sexual abuse.
Only one way to God, you know, that's the truth.
Spencer LeGrand was just 15 years old when his family joined the church. According to his lawsuit, he was moved to tears when he heard Bishop Eddie Long speak. He went and hugged him, and that was the beginning of their father-son relationship.
I pray for him, too. I really do.
He won't talk about the bishop now or details of the intimate moments they shared, which are spelled out in his lawsuit. It describes trips to Africa and intimate sexual contact in several locations around Atlanta, including the bishop's private office.
Once God's time is ready for it to expose everything, it's going to happen. And I just pray, I just want people to know to keep praying for our strength and for us getting through this.
LeGrand moved back to Charlotte late last year and confided in his family, an ex-girlfriend, and a few friends, including a police officer. He says he did not know about the claims for Maurice Robinson, Anthony Flagg, and Jamal Paris until he heard them on the news. He decided it was his time to speak out, too.
I wasn't free till I came out with it. That's when my life has been much better. This last week has been free.
He didn't want to comment on the bishop's statements to his New Birth congregation. LeGrand says he is now at peace, and he's gaining strength from his faith and releasing his truth.
It's the hard time for the world, and, you know, I have no hate for anyone because God doesn't produce hate. And I pray for everyone, you know, especially Bishop. Especially Bishop. Because he knows the truth. He knows the truth.
LeGrand says his attorney has advised all of the victims not to comment on the specifics of the lawsuit. Bishop Long's attorney has said he will not be commenting on the allegations either. Reporting in Charlotte, North Carolina, Jody Fleischer, Channel 2 Action News.
One minute.
Well, wait. I don't want to hear shit real quick. Wait, I don't want to hear nothing real quick. Wait. Don't say nothing. Don't say shit. All right, wait. All right, listen. Real quick, before, you know what I'm saying, anybody want to make a comment on that? You know what I'm saying? What up, Midnight? Waiting on you. Before anybody make a comment on that, I forgot something. You know, hold that in your head, but listen to this real quick. I don't know if y'all actually peeped out this article, and I'm glad Midnight Sun is in the chat room. I know y'all heard about 2 days ago, or about a week ago, but 2 days ago this actually happened, sexual assault on the field. You understand? I know y'all heard about an NFL football player accused of filling opponents' nuts while he tackles them. Have y'all heard about that? Huh? Have you football gurus heard about that? Answer that. Let me go to my switchboard real quick. Have y'all heard about that? NFL players grabbing on niggas' nuts and shit? Huh? In them same tight bikers outfit Eddie Long is wearing in his pictures. You know what I'm saying? Have y'all? No? Y'all don't talk about that? Okay, fine. Anyway, this article actually came out September 28th. Last week, NFL offensive lineman Alex Mack, a player for the Cleveland Browns, made a startling claim that during an NFL game, Kansas City Chiefs defensive end Sean Smith grabbed his genitals. At the time, most thought that Alex's claims were not credible. Well, this week, another victim of assault has come forward. 2 days ago, Anthony Davis, an offensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers, is making the very same claim. Anthony told CNSBayArea.com that he tried to feel me. That's weird, right? In each instance that Sean felt up his opponent, they lashed back. Both offensive linemen fought off his advances and ended up getting a 15-yard penalty for unnecessary roughness. Obviously, the referees didn't see that they were merely responding to a nigga trying to hunch on their nuts in the name of the game of football. Ha! They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And I find that interesting that, you know, why this ain't on the news as much as Eddie Long. You know what I'm saying? You got two niggas and came out accused another, you know what I'm saying, dude, football NFL player for grabbing on his nuts and hunching his ass. What up with that? Now, anybody want to make a comment about all this Eddie Long shit? If not, we can move on. Let's see what time it is. I got plenty of time. I got plenty of goddamn time. You know, hold on, let me check my switchboard. Okay. Wait, no, look at Jolie. She's missing in action right now. All right, fine. Call in, Midnight Sun. We can get this thing popping. I'm going to Greg real quick, hear what he has to say. Oh, the white American thing. Yeah, I know. Oops. But... So I don't, you know, I'm a person, when I read the news, when I listen to certain allegations, certain things that's going on when you accuse somebody of power, of prominent, you know what I'm saying, I look for fault immediately. That's my job. That's why I should have stayed my ass in school and became a attorney, for real. I look for fault and everything they fucking say, and everything that is said, I look for fault. And in most cases, the way they set up Marion Barry, they set Marion Barry up, and everybody remember, with a hidden camera. They also set other individuals up who are guilty nowadays with text messages or emails, where they're able to, you know, be able to gather as much evidence that they need to prove their accusations is true. And I find out that it's interesting that none of these niggas, in regarding to Eddie Long's situation, didn't set him up. I would have set the motherfucker up. They don't have any emails. They don't have any hidden cameras, you know, going into his office and letting him rub on his nuts and shit. And if you really want to get a motherfucker, there is technology and there are ways that it can be done. I find out that this is all based on niggas saying this is what happened with no proof. You understand what I'm saying? That's me on that. You know, I mean, if you want to set a nigga up, it's easy to set a nigga up. You know, you have that nigga saying a whole bunch of shit via a text message or an email like, hey, I enjoyed you last night, Bishop, Daddy, when I'm going to be able to see you again or some shit. Get that motherfucker to text you back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's ways now, but y'all, you know, it's too much accusations. Like, anybody could say anything about you and get away with that shit. You know what I'm saying? They can say anything about you and get away with it, and we supposed to expect that shit to be true? What about evidence? There is no evidence. They ain't got evidence. So what? The motherfucking bishop goes to Africa. So what? So fucking what? You know what I'm saying? So what? The bishop drives a Bentley. So fucking what? Yes, he has a private office. So do I. I don't get none of this shit. But there is no proof. You know? Where's the fucking proof? The proof is what comes out of a bunch of niggas' mouths? Are you fucking serious? Fuck out of here with that shit. There ain't no goddamn proof. You know what I'm saying? But they do got that rule here saying, and you can make an accusation against somebody, man, and they'll jump on that shit and make that shit a case. Anyway, Greg, what you talking about? He said, why don't you continue in school to become an attorney? There's still room for some good attorneys to move the, okay, don't know that word, shitters out? I don't know. Move the fuckers out? What the fuck that shit is? But, you know, oh, haters. You mean to tell me you can't say haters? Oh, no, yes, you can. Anyway, I'm going to say, damn, Blog Talk doing it like that? Damn, incredible. All I'm saying, one more time, is that we can't continue to believe what the fuck comes out another motherfucking mouth, and the only thing we have to say to support somebody's story is that, well, you know it got to be true because they was with them the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, come on now. They can be fucking lying out their goddamn teeth. You don't fucking know. I don't like this shit, man. I don't like the way the fucking planet going. That's why them damn aliens had to come in and let everybody know. Do something else, motherfucker. We'll zap your goddamn ass. Put a goddamn zap gun right up your nutsack. That's what the damn aliens told the government. Do it again. I want you to. Try it again, motherfucker. Anyway, this is the Don and Coleon Show. Let me refresh my page so I know what the topic is about. Something about Disney. The world of Disney is the Hollywood for your children, is it? The world of Disney. And it's such thing as the world of Disney. My special guest, y'all heard him several times come to and fro on the Don DeColeon Show, all the way from, I don't know, New York, New Jersey, Sarah Cruz, or whatever. Wait, let me give him a better introduction than this. My next guest coming on, y'all heard him before, one of the most prominent, sufficient Negroes on the planet. Please put your hands together for the theoretical, philosophical, one and only Midnight Sun.
Damn, Don, I just had an orgasm. queen. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, all right. The weather is fucked up. I know we done talked about this before, but, man, this is crazy for October. Well, we ain't in October yet. Tomorrow we'll be talking about it, you know. It's hot, cold,
well, that's
rain. It's like hell. It's crazy. It's crazy, but
What do you mean it's like hell?
That's them UFOs for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, they are. You know, that's what happens. And I'm glad it's finally happened, because if we start to monitor the weather or nature more than we keep an eye on human beings and their sex lives and what the fucking news media say, I think we'll become great meteorologists.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? We'll be able to actually know what the fuck is going to happen before it happens based on the weather. But we're so in tune with human nature rather than mother nature, so it catches us off guard. They want us in tune with human nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah. So, but first of all, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on to the Don Nicolione Show. It's always a pleasure having you on the Don Nicolione Show. You are a theorist and a philosopher of the hidden agendas within the government, which has a hand in the entertainment industry. And one entertainment fashion would be the world of Disney and Hollywood. Please, Brother Midnight Sun, could you give our listening audience a brief, if you can, history on why would Disney be a threat to the children of today?
Well, my thing is basically Walt Disney basically was a supporter of the neo-Nazi, a huge supporter of Adolf Hitler. If you kind of Google Walt Disney and you get a good image of him, you almost see the resemblance in a way. Walt Disney has created the most racist cartoons, the most racist, movies, I should say. They weren't cartoons. They were more movies than anything.
Okay. Can we go into one particular movie? Because
I can give you several.
Mr. Midnight Sun, how can you make these accusations against Disney like that? Could you please point us in the right direction of what movie did Disney come out with that was so racist?
Oh, several. It ain't just one or two. There's a lot of them. One would be The Little Mermaid.
Okay, tell me about The Little Mermaid, because,
simple. That movie was done in 1989. A Jamaican-sounding crab teaches Ariel that his life is better under the sea, because underwater you don't have to get a job. There's a lot of yes, real talk. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away, while we devoting full time to floating under the sea. You do the math. You do the math on that one there, Queen.
Okay, wait. Say it again.
Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away, while we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Hey, man, I like that. I don't see nothing wrong with that, because I'm a crab, too. I'm a Cancer. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true, God damn it. But how does that apply to racism?
Shit, that's a stereotype of black people, black men or whatever, don't want to work, don't want to get a job. That was the decoding of that particular part or scene, you know?
Okay.
The Blackfish. If you watch Little Mermaid, you keep a good eye on the Blackfish. The Blackfish looks just like a slave, dumbish, jigaboo-ish, big lips, droopy ass eyes, like they look like they full and got the itis. Don't even really want to move. Just look tired and lazy. And when he speaks, you know, he speaks in that same type of, you know, that sluggish manner. And he was the black, and he was called the Blackfish. Now you know your theory about devil's food cake, angel food cake.
That ain't no theory. That's a goddamn truth. That ain't no theory.
Okay. You know, my
No, they made, you know, Black Sabbath bad, white magic good, black magic bad. You know.
Mhm. In 1941.
Black cat.
Mhm.
White cat.
I don't like cats, but one cat that I would love to have is a Siamese cat. I would love to see their characteristics. I would love to fuck one of them Siamese cats, just for curiosity.
With one of the Siamese cats. Okay, so moving right along with the so
1941 classic Dumbo, the flying elephant runs into a band of jive talking black crows who sing. I be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly. And even the way that they broke it down was broken down in broken English, of course. I be done seeing about everything when I see an elephant fly. Comes along the blackbirds acting in a manner of stereotypical sign to the African-Americans. You know, isn't that offensive? And at least they don't just get some white guy to do his best black voice. You know, they did. And they called the lead character Jim Crow. Pay attention. All you gotta do is pay attention. The movie that I downloaded for my son was Atlantis. It's called Atlantis, but there's another part to it, and I'm always forgetting what it is. But when you look at the title of Atlantis from the top of the words in bold letters, you see the 666.
Say, you see the 666 where? Where?
At the top. At the top of the word Atlantis. It's the...
So what are they implying with that, with 666 being on the top of the word Atlantis? What are they implying?
I'm implying that is clan affiliated, wouldn't you? That 666, that 666 isn't really visionally noticeable. But when you really see it, you see the 666.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, I don't know if this was actually a Disney creation, The Lion King. I don't remember. But
I
know that, okay, it was.
Uh-huh.
I know that in The Lion King, they had the word sex written in the cloud. I did know that.
Yeah. That is true, too. That's another hidden, another hidden one. Having outgrown the crude portrayal of African Americans as the black crows in 1967, Disney decided to portray them as monkeys instead. That was from the Jungle Book.
Uh huh. What happened with that?
It was just basically they wanted to give. Actually, it was the monkey. I forgot his name, but he was the Jungle Book, which whatever his name was, he was his best friend. And basically, he was getting all of his information from this monkey, but all the information was the information that led him into being misled and having the white people who came into Africa, who always came in to try to call them the self-explorers. But, you know, deep down, you know, the only thing they were looking for was to kidnap the African women, the African slave women, or whatever. Have sex with them. No, that's not what they did, but he got in trouble because they were coming into the jungle trying to take over the jungle. So what the monkey was doing, which was, I mean, he sat in a chair like he was a king and everything, and then as you notice, when he wore his crown, the crown never was put on his head properly. The crown always fell to the side, and it didn't fall to the right. It always fell to the left, and I watched that every time. Like, why is the crown always falling to the left side of the ape or the gorilla's head? Why is it not properly sat on top of his head? You know, and they say that left is negative, right is positive. You know, I mean, I might have a tendency of time to blow my mind with certain things, and not necessarily have to you know, make it seem right, you know. But it makes you go, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Jungle Book, and it was a conspiracy theory kind of way, still considering the author of the Jungle Book is also the author of the White Man's Burden. So, you know, when you think about certain things, you got to always try to at least connect it, you know.
Okay, so did Disney, okay, so not only that so what you're saying is that, and based on what you're saying, and I cannot disagree with it, is that Disney is racist in a sense. Now, when
homosexuality, Chippendale, homosexuality.
You talking about Chippendale Rescue Rangers, baby?
Indeed.
Who was gay in there?
The Siamese cat sell their karate expert Juice La, a Japanese fighting cat, for a suitcase full of dead fish. That I don't know. I look at Chippendale as being more of a version of the white men who like to, because you don't see too many black Chippendale men. Chippendales was basically created for the white men to please their white women. But at the same time, you know, the white men are the ones who exploit more homosexuality than black men. And, you know, Chippendale sound more like women than they do men.
Okay, but they're chipmunks. So chipmunks, you know, their voices. I mean, even Alvin and the Chipmunks. I mean, come on. Come on now. We can't. You know, I mean, come on, like, help me out on that.
I don't know. It's just a thought.
Okay.
It's just a thought.
Okay, it's just a
what
thought.
What about the Savage Soon? Okay, you know, again, me thinking that Chippendale are gay and it represents the gay community. You know, let me find a little bit more.
Yeah,
because
you'll have to.
Evidence,
yeah,
I'll definitely feed that to you.
Okay, but moving right along now. I mean, there have been accusations thrown at Disney, accusing Disney of being racist, accusing Disney of poisoning the children's mind with black is bad and good is white and certain movies that came out. Now, I'm even in Shrek. You know, there is a lot of that. I think a lot of cartoons, animation movies that's out now, I think it's for us and not our children, you know, such as Shrek. That's really an adult film, just an animation. They make most adults think it's for their children because it's an animation. You follow what I'm saying? But I think that, you know, such as, you know, like the first Shrek, you know, when he was like, mirror, mirror on the wall, you know, tell me who's the fairest of them all or whatever the fuck. But the mirror showed
Prince
him
Charming.
Yeah, and Prince Charming was actually not Prince Charming. He was the king at that time. It was that king. It was a part one, you remember? And he was showing, and the mirror was showing him his selection of women. When one was Cinderella, one was a Rapunzel or something, then that's when it zoomed into Fiona being inside the chamber where she was kept watched by the dragon. When he saw Fiona, he started to jack off in the bed. I don't know if anybody noticed that. He was like, ooh, yeah, and then the cover started to move. I don't even know if y'all peep that shit. Yeah, go back and watch Shrek 1 when he's in the bed looking at the mirror, asking the mirror to show him all the women that he can marry.
The tales of Brer Rabbit are relayed by kindly old Uncle Remus. Brer Rabbit, B-R, quotation E-R, Rabbit, R-A-B-B-I-T. A black man happily working on a plantation in the post-Civil War in the South. Disney has never released this one home video for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. But the songs itself, Zippity Doodah, Less Than Airy, was it Less Airy Than an Imaginary Singing Birds, is what's not in the film. If someone has made a children's musical about Jews in the post-World War II, Germany had that number one title, Hey, Nothing Bad Has Happened to Us Ever. Also failing to
okay,
read the
you,
screen.
I'm confused. You gotta, what are you reading from?
1946 in Atlanta, James Baskinet, the actor who played Remus, was not allowed to attend Zippity Doodah, which is, I don't know. It was a musical.
Yeah.
It was a musical about Jews in the post-World War II. But he was the
How
one
does that coincide with Disney? I remember Zippity Doodah, Zippity Day. Yeah, they bring, my, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Go ahead. They brainwashed me pretty good, boy. Ha! Let's go. What you got?
Well, you know, Uncle Ruckus. Uncle Remus. Uncle Remus was basically a black man that was still in the, you know, that was still in the slave mentality, you know. He more like a, what you call a, not an Uncle Tom, but a house nigga being on the plantation who pretty much.
Okay, was that something that Disney put out?
Of course. He's one of Walt Disney's mascots. You have Mickey, you have Uncle Remus.
I don't remember.
And, I mean, and he's dressed like a slave too.
I don't remember Uncle Remus.
No.
No, I don't.
Yes, big black man, white beard, big buggy eyes,
now,
always smiling. You know?
Okay, now this is something that took place in the '40s. Or what are you saying? I'm trying
1946.
Okay, well, we're talking about right now. You know, I'm sure because during that time it was a lot of racism going on, but I'm sure that, you know, the racism has been shedded. Disney allowed niggers to work at Disney World.
Yeah, but at the same time, they have what you would call code of conduct, and it's basically geared towards blacks.
Okay, now that's okay. Okay, but a lot of the, you know, okay, now we're saying Disney, and we know that Walt Disney is no longer alive. He's not with us. So, you know, could it have been just, you know, the same, you know, racist people that gets jobs